Hey there, I'm Wendy Vaughn, sales success coach. Now, they call me the queen of predictable sales results. Well, because the easy formulas I share create sustainable, predictable results for my clients. And I am so glad that you have tuned in to today's episode of the Selling Made Easy Show, because this show is all about inspiration, not just in demystifying the client getting process known as sales, but also in peering through the lens of guest entrepreneurs who are blazing their own trails. And those trails have probably included a few unexpected roadblocks, maybe even having to overcome fears or blocks about selling. Now, I believe everyone has their zone of genius, their superpower that's a gift to others, including you. Now, for me, after 22 years of outperforming my peers in sales results, well, it's almost an X-ray vision that I have when it comes to finding and fixing any sales blind spots within entrepreneurs that are unknowingly causing clients to slip away. And with today's guest, her zone of genius is her ability to know the specific steps business owners need to take that will grow their businesses and capture more revenue in ways that align with their soul. So I am super excited to introduce Kim Ravida. Now, Kim is a business coach to high-achieving solopreneurs and small business owners. She's a business owner's secret weapon who keeps her clients out of trying to do a million things all at once by having them create and follow a solid step-by-step simple business plan that gets some real results so that they can reach the level of business and income they desire, all while feeling genuine, authentic, and in harmony with themselves. Well, welcome, Kim. I am so excited to have you as my guest today.
Thank you, Wendy. I am so excited to be your guest today. It's going to be a fun conversation.
Yeah, and I just love how you're helping those driven entrepreneurs stay out of overwhelm and confusion and instead get their businesses built. I can't wait to hear more about this and the work you're now doing.
Oh, thank you. I am so passionate about helping women entrepreneurs, men. Anyone who has a business that wants to succeed is one of my passions. Sometimes I say I think I want it more than my clients. So I have to be mindful of that sometimes.
Right. Yeah, I can understand that. I'm totally kind of the same way because it's like, I just want you to get clients. So, well, Kim, exactly what was the inspiration or tipping point that prompted you to start your own coaching practice?
Well, I worked in corporate for many years and never really did well being bossed around. And when I looked at that, right, who likes to be told what to do,
Right.
even though sometimes I tell people what to do. But when I started to think about, well, what do I want my life to be like? I realized even as a child, I was very independent and I had really solid and strong ideas of how I wanted my life and what I wanted to have in it and what I wanted for my life, rather. And after, oh, many years, I finally decided, no, there's something better. There's something better out there for me, and it's not being part of big corporate America. So that's when I decided to go out on my own and start my own business.
Nice. Okay. Yeah, that's great. That takes a lot of courage to leave that, safety net of this big corporate structure where you're part of their success, you're part of their engine, everything is humming and, rolling along. But, it sounds like you really honored where you were at in terms of just it wasn't the thing. It wasn't bringing you that joy. So
Right.
yeah, that's great. So how long have you had your own coaching practice, and has your business mission or vision evolved during that time?
I have been in business since 2011. So, yes, my business vision has changed since I first started. And the first rendition of my business was actually fitness. I spent, yep, that's it's a, right now it's a little known fact, but I spent 20 years in the fitness industry and started my first business or my first rendition of business as a fitness, health and fitness coach. And I loved that. But what I found was that people did not want to do the work that they needed to do to reach, you're laughing, right? To reach the level of health and fitness that they said they wanted. So that was really frustrating. And I happened to meet a woman at the Mass Conference for Women, where I went in as a business coach to help the participants assimilate all of the information that they were taking in this particular conference, to take one step rather than put the information on the shelf, as we now know is called shelf help, so that they actually would take something away. They wanted the people to be very successful in attending the conference. And I met a woman, she wanted to work with me as a fitness coach. So I took her on, and she also was a business owner. And so we worked with her. She lost the weight she wanted to lose, felt really good, and then turned to me and said, I really like what you're doing with your business. Would you help me build my business?
Wow. That's amazing. Yeah. So that was a huge, obviously, fork in the road that you went down. So did you continue with the fitness business for quite some time while you started working with her too?
I did not. Oh. I knew immediately that I loved working with business owners.
Wow.
For several reasons. One, they were definitely invested in the time, the energy, and the money that it would take to get to where they wanted. They were very driven. Mm-hmm. And I can always, and still to this day, bring in the health and fitness piece, because, you know, as individuals, we have other parts of our lives. Sure, we might own a business or be a business owner, a solopreneur, entrepreneur, but, you know, we have families and we have fun things we want to do, recreation and all of that. And so fitness is still a big part of what I do. I just switched to business coaching and I have loved it ever since.
Interesting. Yeah, that's great. I love that. It's just amazing how those people show up in our lives. Who would have thought health and fitness coach, or, you know, a fitness coach, and then boom, you know, off onto this seemingly completely different direction. But for you, it was harmony. It was like the perfect fit. Yeah, that's fantastic. Well, have there been any big roadblocks or challenges that you've had to overcome along the way?
Yes, it's funny that you should ask that question. There sure was. And jumping off of what you had just said, so not many people would say, oh, I'm going to be a health and fitness coach, and now I'm going to be a business coach.
Yeah. Well,
right? Yep. So I knew health and fitness because I had been in it for a very long time. I had been trained, I had certifications, I knew exactly what I was doing. And I did know what I was doing when it came to building my business. But I don't have an MBA. I have a business degree in business administration with a concentration in marketing. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the roadblock, the challenge was my self-doubt of, okay, well, I'm saying I'm a business coach, but I don't have the MBA. What will other people think? Mm-hmm. So that was one of the challenges. And the other challenge was to know what to do first, second, third, and fourth, because she was my first business client. Mm-hmm. I knew what I did for myself, but now can I repeat this?
Right.
And fortunately I was able to, so that ended up, but initially, yeah, it was a little, you know, I'm not sure about this.
Kind of develop your process and approach and systematically. Okay. This is how we do it.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So yeah. Interesting. And, you know, having those self-doubts is so common. You know, even though we can look in the rearview mirror and list for ourselves, oh yeah, well, I've been doing this and this and this and this and this, and it's given me this expertise. But then when we go full throttle into building our business, then the little doubts, the little voices from who knows back when, you know, a teacher or somebody says, you can't do that. What do you think? You don't know how to, you know, eking away at our confidence. Then boy, does that voice become loud and clear. So can you share maybe a technique that you did to help overcome that self-doubt?
I'll share two, actually. So one is not necessarily a technique, but I always had a coach. I invested my time, my money, my energy in a coach, because I knew left to my own devices, I would more than likely not do the follow through and where would I go to get the answers I needed if I didn't have somebody in my corner? So there was that. And then the other thing, I knew a little fact is that everybody can learn. We sometimes tell ourselves we can't, but we can learn to do whatever it is we need to do. So one of the techniques I did was to sign up for courses and actually do the course, because I can't tell you how many people
instead of the self course,
instead of the self help. Yes. Right. 100%. So I created my own technique to be able to start the course, take the course and finish the course, and then implement what I learned. And most of it was on building a business. And so I have a lot of information that I then took and distilled down. What's the first thing? What's the second thing? And then I know so much now after all these years that I'm easily able to work with one particular client and know what would be the very first step they need to take. Because while we all are business owners, we all do things differently. We all bring something unique to the table.
Yeah. And like we shared, that is your zone of genius, to be able to align that with their soul purpose or harmony. I forget how we said it, but align with their soul. Yeah.
So that's, yes,
that is powerful. And that way it doesn't feel like this cookie cutter approach. So, and Kim, you're obviously an expert here at helping those solopreneurs and small business owners develop simple step-by-step plans that do help them achieve massive success. But I'm curious, how do you feel about the client enrollment or sales part of being in business? Now, this is a very different skill set. Do you have any challenges or frustrations with this important part of growing a successful business?
Well, Wendy, I would like to be able to say, no, I don't, but yes, I do.
Right. Well, it's one of those things that people aren't born with these skills. So tell me.
So some of the things that can trip me up is dealing with money objections. And sometimes people don't really know what coaching is. So they have no idea when you actually tell them what a package or a program may cost, they have no clue. And so then they're not even sure how to react. And so then the dealing with the money objections, I almost wish I could snap my fingers and just be like, okay, this is what we're going to do. And they say, great, here we go. And off we go. But there is that enrolling conversation, right? So if I could eliminate the money objections or even how I feel about them, that might be really helpful.
Yeah. Yeah. And that is really, you know, such a common stumbling block and in the whole process, right? Let's face it. We just don't want the money to be the barrier. It's like, let's just roll up our sleeves and get this done. So Well, I'd love to provide you with a little bit of insight around that if you'd like.
Oh, I would love that. Yes. Thank you.
Yeah. So, and it's interesting here for me listening to the outcomes of your work are all around helping them, the high achieving solopreneurs and small business owners, create the kind of income that they really want, right?
Yes.
And
yes.
So you are laying out a game plan, a simple step-by-step business plan. You know, you have your zone of genius that allows you to really present to them what the next best steps are and the steps after that and after that and after that, so that their business is cranking, it's humming, it's producing, it's, you know, their dream business. So yes, in my mind, it's kind of like, huh, a money objection? So there's one of two things going on here. So either you are detaching yourself from the powerful outcomes of your work as you are having your enrollment conversation. That happens a lot because suddenly, oh my God, I'm going into sales mode. And then we detach emotionally, or even, I'm not going to say belief, but just that energetic attachment with the outcomes of our work and owning it and just seeing it unfold, almost like the Matrix movie, right?
Yes.
You can see it unfolding for your client. You can see them. I know you can. You can see them at their business, humming along, cranking along at this revenue level that is there, like, wow. And then here they say, yeah, that's a lot of money, you know, about your coaching. It's like, mm-hmm. what? And so either you have detached yourself from your own believing this, feeling connection with the powerful outcomes of your work because you've slipped into sales mode and you're worrying about what to say. Or secondly, the second option or possibility is that, and this happens a lot. I find this very interesting because it's an old school sales tactic. And not that you are by any means embracing that, but it's just one of these things that I've just heard so often people say, and I do this. I'm always, why do you do that? When you get to the money point, okay, and this is the investment level, then a lot of people just don't say anything more. The offerer, the business, the coach that's offering the coaching, they say the cost of investment, the level of investment, and then they just stop talking. And that is an old school tactic. But what it does is it just firmly lays focus on this dollar amount. And that becomes the elephant in the room,
mm-hmm.
$10,000 or whatever it is. Suddenly it becomes the thing. The thing is the money because you just made it the thing. And so what I always coach my clients to do is you fold in the level of investment and remind them what the outcomes of your work is. You carry the energy on through that dollar figure and firmly land, remember what this gets you. You carry it. It's like a tennis player. I don't know if you ever play tennis or racket, any sort of racket, even golf. You don't just hit the ball and stop your swing. You hit the ball and you carry on through. Boom. You know, it's this fluid motion. When you state the money, well, don't put the brakes on. Don't mm-hmm. make it the thing. Make the thing the outcome. So hopefully that helps.
Yes, that does. And I'm going to be 100% transparent because that is exactly what I do. I date the price and then I shut up because that is what I was taught. And
yeah, so exactly. And that's an old school tactic. They always say the person who talks next loses. It's like, I don't buy that. Anyway, so give it a try and let me know.
I so shall. Thank you. This is really helpful.
All right, Kim. Terrific. And I've got to say, you know, for business owners, solopreneurs, this past 18 months, you know, the pandemic, what I'm talking about, has really, it's up-leveled some businesses. It's down-leveled some businesses. It's been the catalyst. It's been the like, oh my God, it's crickets. It's been such a topsy-turvy and it's brought up a lot of fear, stress, and like scrambling to hold things together. So can you share a little bit about what the impact has been of the pandemic on the work that you do?
Yes. So, and you know, initially a lot of people came to me because they were trying to figure out, well, what do I do now? And, you know, I don't love this word, but everyone was using it, the word pivot. Mm-hmm. And so I was helping people figure out where they were going next. And for some people that meant they needed to do a whole new business plan. And we're sort of gone 360. We're back to that because things are starting to open up and they are looking to go back to business as they were. Mm. That is not always the ideal.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so, you know, I've created smaller timeframes for my clients who need quicker fixes as opposed to a longer program, and shortens time that we're spending together on Zoom, because a lot of people have, you know, and again, I kind of roll my eyes with this, but Zoom fatigue. Mm. It's real and I get it. But, you know, instead of having a long 1 hour call or session, let's be very specific and strategic on what we're going to talk about. And then they get to go and do it and get to see the results. So that was one of the ways I started to shift with working through the pandemic,
mm-hmm.
my business.
Yeah, it makes sense that you've had to kind of rewrite some business plans and some action steps. And pivot is the word that's been used so much, but you know, let's face it, I have to do a quick pivot, like, okay, let's adjust, realign, and move forward in this direction. Mm-hmm. And yes, now we can possibly reassess and realign and move forward in a different direction. So yes, stands to reason the work that you do is really, has really been critical. And is still critical going forward because it's a new scene out there. So, well, Kim, how do you work with these high achieving solopreneurs and business owners who want to finally have thriving businesses that do generate the kind of income that they desire? Can you share a little bit about your philosophy or your approach?
Oh, yes, Wendy, I would love to. So as a business coach or even a life coach, I always start with where my clients are and what is it they want. So coaching is closing the gap. It's where you are and what it is you want and how will you get there. So I work one-on-one with my clients. I have some group programs. I do specific VIP days in order to move my clients to where they want to go. So I have a number of assessments. And we create a plan. We create it together. And more than likely, they already know where they want to go. And it's a matter of putting it down on paper and then putting in milestones along the way. And what do you need to know? What do you need to do? When do you need to do these things and how? And in terms of the different components, you know, operations, marketing, sales, things of that nature. And each piece is a stepping stone to their end result.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that makes a lot of sense. And to just have that ability to really know what are those stepping stones specifically for them based on their unique business and them, their unique person. So yeah, I love that. So how can listeners reach you if they're interested in learning more about working with you?
Well, if they're interested in learning more about me, they can come to my website, which is www.kimravida, and I'll spell it. It's KimRavida.com. I am on the major social media channels, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram, and they can find me under Kim Ravida. But I also have, and I think this speaks to the starting stage of people who are looking to attract clients, I have a free sign up so that they will know exactly what to do to attract their ideal clients, which once you have the clients, then you need to have the sales conversation, right, Wendy? So if they would like to... I love how it blends all together. Yep. So if they'd like to sign up for that, they can go to kimravida.com/client-attractor/. Or I don't necessarily think you need that last forward slash, but it's client dash, or I maybe even think it's a hyphen. I never get those right.
Right. Attractor.
Client. Right. Let's say hyphen attractor.
Okay. All right. Awesome. So that is a guide. That's an ebook. What again is that?
It is a 7-step system that they will take action on. And so, it's delivered daily over 7 days. So each day there's a very short exercise. So remember you asked about the technique and how I told you I took a course and then I implemented the course. So this is all wrapped up in one and it's very small bite-sized pieces. And at the end, they're going to no longer wonder who the people they serve are or how to find them. So they'll be able to find them and then be able to start working with them.
That's fantastic. And
they may need to, you know, have your services as well to learn how to sell really well.
Right. Well, that is fantastic. I love that. I mean, 7-step system to attract clients. Boom. It's just like, thank you.
Yes.
So our listeners can reach that by going to your website, which is kimravida.com, KimRavida.com/client-attractor.
Yes.
Okay. Fantastic. And then of course, let's just go land on that website and probably you've got a lot of yumminess on there in terms of more info about you, your programs, that kind of thing. So that's kimravida.com. Yes. And then we can also follow you on all the social platforms. You are a busy person. So there's Facebook, Twitter. I think you said LinkedIn,
Instagram.
All right. Fantastic. And your handle there is your name, Kim Revito.
It is.
Easy enough. I love it. So, well, Kim, you've already shared so many golden nuggets of wisdom here for us through our conversation. But if I could tap on you one last time, in looking at your own experience in building your businesses, several, you know, a couple coaching business, lots of years under your belt. Mm-hmm. What's some advice that you can share with, say, a frustrated entrepreneur who's maybe questioning their decision to have even started their own business, or they're doubting their ability to succeed?
Oh, I love this question, Wendy, so much. So one of the things that I learned early on was believe in yourself. When you believe in yourself and listen to your intuition, you will know if you're doing the right thing. So if you're doing something you do not like, either find a way to do it in a way that feels good, mm-hmm. or just don't do it and do something else. Mm. And I'll leave you with this. I look at the ABCs to do in business, right? Basically, that is what I do. But I define ABCs quite differently. I define them as your attitude, beliefs, and clarity that will lead to your actions, behavior, and capability. And that will bring you what you truly want for yourself and your business.
Mm. Wow, that is powerful. I love that. Yeah, those are ABCs that will give you a very successful business.
Yes.
Yeah, I love that. That is fantastic. Well, thank you so much for sharing that wisdom. Yeah, obviously it's, this question was almost written for you. Well, Kim, it's just been so great hearing about your journey from your early profession within the corporate world, and all the expertise and wisdom you gained from that role. But realizing, you know what? This isn't my jam. I don't like being told what to do. And instead of continuing and putting up with it, like most people do, you got yourself a big dose of courage and you've stretched your wings out. And now this impactful work you're doing as a business coach, helping high achieving solopreneurs and small business owners create and follow a solid step-by-step simple business plan that gets them the results they want so that they can reach the level of business and income that they desire, all while feeling genuine, authentic, and in harmony with themselves. So I've really enjoyed our conversation, and I want to thank you so much for being a guest on my show today.
Oh, Wendy, thank you so much for having me. This has been such a pleasure.
Yeah. And again, for our listeners, you can reach Kim Revito through her website. And that is kimravida.com, KIMRAVIDA.com. And be sure to grab that really sounds like powerful resource that she's created to help attract clients. And so that's kimravida.com/client-attractor. All right. Well, for all our listeners, remember, when it comes to building a business that brings you joy and has an endless flow of high-paying clients, well, don't overlook the power of the optimized sales conversation, where you've established all four psychological states needed for your prospective clients to feel confident and excited about saying, yeah, this sounds great. What's next? So are you 100% confident that your sales conversations are optimized? Well, if you're curious, reach out to me and apply for a sales blind spot coaching session. You may be surprised by what we discover. All right. Well, this is Wendy Vaughn, Chief Paradigm Shifter and Sales Success Coach. And you can find me and our next podcast episode at predictablesalesresults.com. All right. Well, thank you for tuning in to today's episode with Kim Revito. And as always, here's to your success.